This is Mike Brute at the Warren Group bringing you our Connecticut home sales data report for January 2019. During the month, there were 1,835 single-family homes sold across the state, a 14.5% decrease from January 2018. At the same time, the median single-family home price decreased 0.4% on a year-over-year basis to $235,000. Meanwhile, condo sales totaled 519 transactions, a 17.6% decrease on a year-over-year basis, while the median sale price totaled $153,000. Joining us now to shed some light on the Connecticut real estate market is the Warren Group CEO, Tim Warren. Thanks for joining us, Tim.
Hey, Mike. We got a new year and new data.
The median single-family home price experienced the largest year-over-year decline for the month of January since 2009. What sort of factors may have caused this development?
Well, frankly, Mike, I'm puzzled by this. Statewide, the single-family homes sales in single-family homes declined by 14%, and I really don't see why. You know, mortgage rates have fallen in recent months to the lowest they've been in a year, and the number of people employed has steadily increased in Connecticut. The unemployment rate has fallen. The stock market has had a hiccup before the end of last year, but it's recovered nicely in January and February. You know, all of this tells me that consumer confidence in the economy and on the future should be strong, and people should be buying homes. But the Connecticut real estate market just seems to be stuck in neutral, and it's hard to explain. I think perhaps people are staying longer in whatever home they have. They don't see much tempting on the market that's brand new. And they may not have a lot of equity in their current homes. So it's just not worth the hassle of moving. They prefer to stay in the familiar home and renovate it if that makes it more livable.
Now, the median condo price saw the first uptick for the month of January since 2015. Do you expect to see condo prices continue to rise as the spring housing market approaches?
Well, the condo median price climbed by 2% in January, even though sales volume plunged by almost 18%. Listen, condos are nearly 20% cheaper than they were at the peak of the market a decade ago. At $153,000, they're the bargain option for home ownership. But they're not selling like hotcakes. That's another puzzling mystery to me.
Well, thank you, Tim, and thanks to everyone for joining us. This has been your Connecticut Home Sales Data Report for January 2019. If you'd like more information about The Warren Group, look us up on social media or visit us at www.thewarrengroup.com.